The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Oh, yeah, with everything else on the agenda today, I have to make a Super Bowl pick. Matt filling in for Jason today. Matt, who did I hear you pick today? You see, you did take Seattle. I was on with Mike McFeely and KFGO yesterday, and I picked Seattle by a field goal. I'm going to be honest, though. I have no idea. I have no clue. Every year I have some kind of feel. I'm not saying it's always right, but at least I have a feel. I've got no feel at all. I do feel this is by far the best defense, particularly secondary, that Peyton Manning will have faced all year. But he is still Peyton Manning, after all. I don't know how Russell Wilson's going to respond. I think they might be able to move against that Denver defense. That was my Mike McFeely show prediction. I'm not going to call that my official prediction, although I probably will stick with Seattle. It's tough, though. I'm conflicted all over the board. I really don't want to see Pete Carroll win one. I really don't like him. I wanted to see Russell Wilson win one. So I can't have both. I wouldn't mind seeing Peyton Manning win another one. I guess I would say I'm something of a fan. I just marvel at his comeback, that he has played at the incredible level at which he has played after. I wouldn't mind that. It's really tough. I can't actually say I have a horse in the race. If it isn't a really good game, I'm going to be equal parts surprised and disappointed. To me, I think these are the two best teams. I would say that. You don't get that every year. Oftentimes, you get the teams that are playing the best football at the end. I think these are the two best teams in football this year. I really do. I felt that from the beginning of the year. And then there's these ebbs and flows, and I change my mind. That's one thing I do tend to get right. In September, when I say who the two best teams are, I'm usually right, and then I doubt myself for the rest of the season, and then they end up in the Super Bowl. Except 2011, the Giants, I never saw that. I didn't. So we'll do that later in the show. I want to start here. I've been telling you about this on the air, and I may be wrong about this. I think I have discussed this every day since Monday. Over the weekend, I received an email from a listener who is now, his name has been made public, and the Conservative Political Action Committee, for which he's designing the website, have now been made public by the Government Accountability Board. He sent me an email saying he sent some materials off to the Government Accountability Board on Saturday. The very next day, he receives a flaming email from a liberal just trashing the website. Okay? So, his suspicion, and I shared that suspicion, is some lib at the Government Accountability Board decided to go to the URL and, you know, type it in, look at their website, and make some very harsh criticisms and just slam them. The reason he believed this and the reason I accepted his thinking was he said, look, there are only five of us who know this URL. That's it. You would have to know the specific URL. So, I said, look, I can't say it's someone at the Government Accountability Board. We did track the IP address to a location near the Government Accountability Board's offices. So this was the evidence we had. Five people knew about the website. They send something to the GAB. The next day, he gets flamed. I said, no, I can't prove conclusively, but I think it's highly suspicious. I wrote a piece about this on the conservative website, Right Wisconsin. The kids at the Government Accountability Board, they read that site. Yesterday, they issued a response. I'm going to read their response in its entirety. This topic is going to take a while. I warn you about that. But you're not going to want to go anywhere. Just trust me on this. Here is their response. On Wednesday, RightWisconsin.com published a column, Snapshot of Why Conservatives Don't Trust the GAB, by radio talk show host Jerry Bader, insinuating that an unnamed Government Accountability Board staff member used agency information to visit an unpublicized conservative website and then sent an email critical of conservatives to one of his listeners, Mike Hall, who apparently is associated with the website. The claim is that because he received the email one day after sending, in quotes, paperwork, that was Mike's words, to the Government Accountability Board that included the address for the website, a GAB staff member must somehow be involved. I didn't say that. I did not say that. That's actually false. I said it raises the suspicion. I never factually said that. Anyway, the facts do not support their assumptions. Here are what passes for facts with the Government Accountability Board. Straightforward Wisconsin PAC publicly disclosed its straightforwardwisconsin.com internet domain on November 19, 2013, when it filed a registration statement containing Mr. Hall's email address, michael@straightforwardwisconsin.com, and a general email, info@straightforwardwisconsin.com. Straightforward Wisconsin, and then they attached that obscure document that has an email that includes the URL that was filed back in November. He had to file something. Mike had to file something that would, you know, deals with the GAB, and it included the email. And that email includes the URL, which you might be able to figure out as a website. I agree. Again, I know this is really arcane, but try to follow along. So what they're saying is, well, that obscure document, and it obscures my word, that obscure document appeared on one of their websites, cfis.wi.gov, that 65,000 people have viewed since then. Okay, we don't know how many people viewed that actual document. Knowing how many people viewed the website's irrelevant. They go on. The communication that Mr. Hall recently sent the Government Accountability Board was an email stating he was having difficulty logging into the CFIS website. A search of our records indicates that the board received Mr. Hall's email seeking help on Saturday, January 25th. According to Mr. Bader, Mr. Hall said he received the email criticizing conservatives the next day, a Sunday. The GAB office is not open on weekends. Staff opened Mr. Hall's email on Monday morning and responded to Mr. Hall at 12:13 p.m. that day, the day after Mr. Hall claims to have received the email he complains about. These facts do not establish any connection between the GAB's receipt of Mr. Hall's email and his later receipt of an anonymous email critical of the website. The Government Accountability Board and its staff are committed to being nonpartisan, and fair in dealing with citizens, candidates, political organizations, and elected office holders of every ideological persuasion. The GAB requests that Mr. Bader take the appropriate steps to correct the errors in his column. Okay. I responded with another piece on Right Wisconsin Today, which I am going to read from right now. Okay. So GAB flack, Reed Magny, argues that the PAC, Straightforward Wisconsin, publicly disclosed its URL in November when it filed a registration statement containing an email containing email addresses that contained the URL. You got that? This is how someone found that. In an obscure document, there are email addresses with the URL. Magny describes that as public disclosure. Note, the GAB also focused their response on the timing of the original email, but did not answer the question as to whether the GAB staff sent the email or tipped off the emailer to the new website's existence. As if no, and again, as if no one from the GAB could have retrieved and sent an email on a weekend at home. Matt, you do that, don't you, from here? I do that. Really? They couldn't? So I asked these questions after they issued that response, asking me to make corrections. Did the GAB do any investigating to rule out that anyone on its staff sent the email? Can he provide proof the email wasn't open till Monday? Can he confirm that no GAB staff can access GAB email off-site? And he says the website that obscure document was on had more than 65,000 hits. Can he confirm how many times the actual obscure document was accessed, downloaded? Maybe it was 800. Maybe it was none. The 65,000 page views to the larger website means nothing if nobody accessed that website. That means, and I know this is kind of mind-numbing, but what that means is people at the Government Accountability Board then were still the only people who had the URL. If nobody downloaded that document with the email addresses that contain the URL, that means the Government Accountability Board are still the only people who had it. So before I could admit anything, I need to know, did anyone download that document? So I asked all those questions. Here was the response I got Thursday afternoon. Mr. Bader, Kevin Kennedy asked me to give you the following answer. Kevin Kennedy is with the GAB. The GAB issued a response to your column after senior staff undertook a thorough internal review, which included speaking to all agency employees and examining all relevant records. The GAB considers this matter closed. You have been provided with the facts. Please take steps to correct the inaccuracies contained in your column. Thanks, Reed. In other words, go bleep up a rope. We're not going to tell you. Well, who do you believe now? So they're not willing to answer whether they ruled out anyone of the GAB staffer, although they say they spoke to all agency employees. They're not willing to confirm the email was first opened Monday and whether it may have been accessed by a GAB staffer at a remote location over the weekend. They're not willing to reveal how many people, if any at all, viewed the obscure document that contains email addresses that contain the URL. Sorry, Reed, without that, there are no inaccuracies to correct. You haven't established that anybody outside the GAB viewed the obscure document that might have been given them the URL. No, I haven't been provided with the facts I requested, Reed. I've been provided with a few facts you wish to disclose that serve your purpose. Just as with my first piece, the reader can decide, based on all the available evidence, what is the most likely point of origin of the flaming email. Now, I do understand and appreciate the picayune nature of the specific dispute, but it's illustrative of the problem with the GAB. Conservatives don't trust them, and for good reason. The more I look at his response, the more obvious it's a bluff. Well, I've got more for him. I'm not done. I'm not going to say what it is right now, but I'm not done. Their response was evasive and limited in what they gave out. And they underestimated me that badly that they didn't think I was going to ask for this follow-up stuff. Really? Really? Confronted with that, they told me to go to hell. No, correct the inaccuracies. What inaccuracies? You haven't established that anyone outside the GAB saw it. But there is a larger issue here. And I want to get to it. We can take calls on it, actually, Matt. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. There's a larger issue that I want to get to that concerns the GAB and 5. It's 919.